going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Round one of the NFL draft is in the books. And if you go back to the end of the regular season, you know what we like to say, B? This is B. Mitchell Finley. His name's Brian Mitchell. He's got a beautiful pink polo shirt on this morning. If what we say about the draft when you're evaluating college players is rewind your brain to the end of the college season. And that's the moment you should evaluate players on, not all the stuff that happens in the 4 months in between. Well, if we operate under that, guys, and we go back to the end of the Commanders' season, when, let's be real, they kind of got smoked in Philly in the NFC title game, and they got whooped on both sides of the lines of scrimmage. What did we say then? Yo, they got to build up this offensive line, protect Jaden, be able to run the ball. They've got to establish some level of dominance on this offensive line. Well, fast forward a couple months, and that's exactly what they've done. Last night, the draft pick of Josh Connerly, I think there is a lot to like about this young man. Start with just he's incredibly young. He's 21 years old, incredibly athletic. Whatever kind of advanced offensive line metrics you believe in, they're going to pop with Connerly. He said all the right things. We got to talk to him last night. Adam Peters made crystal clear that this was an organizational pick. Top to bottom, they had him clearly the top player available on their draft board. I heard last night that there was real concern when the Niners took my guy Mykel Williams at 11, that the number two guy for San Fran right there was Connerly at 11. Mm-hmm. Like they were concerned throughout this process.
Yeah, Adam said he was concerned that I think also the Cardinals, he was concerned about them as far going to get him as well. But
Cardinals, the Rams, I think, he was happy the Rams traded out.
If we really look at this thing and you really understand how teams are built, you don't have to wait till the NFC Championship game. You saw when one person got nicked up, how the production went down. And ultimately, when you get you a quarterback of Jaden's ilk, the next thing is to protect that damn asset. And I think you go do that. And he mentioned last night, we've been talking about, I talk about the Cowboys line from back in the past, talk about the Eagles line now. What are a lot of people doing? Get the best five people on the field. And they believe Connerly can play all five positions. So if you go outside right, you go right tackle with him, you give yourself a great chance to have a Coleman in the inside now, right? You know, you get Cosme back. You got you a hell of a nucleus of offensive line now.
Sure. I think if you're projecting, I think the only thing Peter said last night, to be crystal clear, he's like, LT's the LT. Laramie Tunsil's going to be our left tackle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can play the right tackle.
He's like a legit alpha you brought in that has done it at a really high level for a long time. And so I think it's pretty clear he's going to be your left tackle. I think Connerly's your right tackle. The competition that was going to exist between Coleman and Wiley now probably exists to play right guard. Wiley's played all over. Allegretti's played all over.
Mm-hmm.
Biotish is going to be your center. And it allows Cosmi to work his way back at a reasonable, there's no urgency for Cosmi to get back. And then fast forward to Halloween and say your offensive line is Tunsil. Maybe it remains Allegretti. Maybe Coleman's able to push for that spot. Biotish, Cosmi, Connerly. Dude, at the end of the season, everybody wanted to protect Jaden. Now they've absolutely invested on their offensive line. And I think folks should be honestly really fired up about the pick. I if you wanted something sexy there, if you're one of these people that says you always got to get more weapons, that's cool. But think about what this offense did last season with I think they've upgraded the weapons by bringing Debo in. And now you've got what should be a significantly better offensive line. I think it helps tremendously. I think it's the right way to build a team. And, dude, I think it's important, seriously, for teams, these scouts and front office people, director of college scout, like all these guys, they work years, months, 20 hours a day. They drive. I remember years ago, Doug Williams had a quote about, like, man, all these dudes do is drive around and eat fast food cheeseburgers. Like, you got to reward them. The scouting life is hard. And they're believing in their scouts. When Peters last night talked about it was an across-the-building pick, I completely believe him. Because you could feel the palpable excitement with dudes walking around. I know you were in there.
Yeah, Ace left. He was out of his office. I think he was outside on the phone when Cliff left him the note. And he said, draft the left tackle from Oregon. He also talked about they began to hone on this thing like a month and a half ago. They kind of felt if that guy could be there, they definitely wanted him. And as we said yesterday prior to the draft, okay, they had put themselves in a position to where they can do what they wanted to do.
My mic fell off.
At that point. You know, they can go where they wanted to go. It wasn't a situation where they had to go here, there, or whatever. You know, we get a lot of fans who they get their mindset on a position. No, this man is building a football team. And the best way to build a team or offense, have good offensive line.
Right.
Best way to build a defense side, get a good defensive line.
Well, it's funny because everybody talks about.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Philly, you got to be able to compete with Philly. This is how you compete with Philly.
Yeah.
I mean, when you know that it's going to be...
When you're picking top 10 all the time, you get so accustomed to skill position. But you've heard me say it over and over again. You win with the big boys. The engine and the transmission. You know, as Doc and Fred Smoot say, the people that smell like bacon. That's who you win with. And when you're always getting your ass kicked, you're always picking, so you got to go with the sexy pick.
Right.
Right now, it's not about sexy no more. It's about being consistent, you know, being able to go out there and make sure things are going to happen in a consistent manner on a regular basis. And the big boys help you do that.
You know, I think we're going to open the phone lines up today. We're going to let everybody get a chance to talk. It's going to be interesting. I don't think, at least that I've seen, I know the people I've talked to, and then just in my own research, there's not a negative evaluation of Connerly. This is not a player that, whether it is like the NFL media draft complex or actual scouts, like whoever you talk to or just watch the tape.
The dude got good feet.
There's not a bad evaluation of him. And he's so young that I think he could, I think he can get bigger. Like, I think
6'5", 311.
I think he's going to add weight over the years here. 325,
330 is very, very quick.
Dude, and if you think about, so last night when the pick happened, I had to go outside to do a TV hit. And so when I came back in, some of the coaches had left the war room because the pick was done. They were going to use the bathroom, whatever. And I just happened to see Kingsbury in the hallway as I was walking into the auditorium. He was fired up.
Yeah.
He was kind of jumping in the air, fist bumping. Now, all the guys were, and they probably would have been for whoever they took. But this, to me, seems like a perfect fit for Kingsbury's offense. His 10-yard split, I believe, was the best of any tackle prospect at the combine. What I care about for tackles is not how well they run the 40, but how well they run the 10, especially if I'm Kingsbury and I run so much action at the line of scrimmage, so much misdirection, and more with the league busting down on ineligible downfield. You need a guy that can stay at the line till the ball is released, and then you're going.
Go. Yeah.
That's what this dude could do.
The dude has, you know, we always talk about Trent Williams' feet and the way he moves.
Totally.
He ain't Trent, but he has that type of ability, you know. And when you see something like that, it says a lot. You know, I've always looked at the offensive linemen, you know, when you're watching them, everybody just see how big they are. Nah, you see, how can they move around? Can they be like a ballet person out there? Because I'm going to tell you, Jim Lachey was the best I've ever seen. Trent comes in, unbelievable. Those guys can be twinkle toes. In a position where it's nothing but brute sport.
Sure.
I mean, brute strength going on. And that's the way Connerly works. You know, and they were looking at him at the 6'5", 311. Can he gain some weight? Yes. You know, I rolled in this thing. I was 5'10", 195 pounds. The first year I played at 203. That's 8 pounds on my frame.
Right.
6'5", frame. He could put 15 more pounds. I'm talking about from getting drafted to the first game, 8 pounds I gained. You think he can't gain 15 by then?
Right.
And this is the thing about it. Chad's going to make sure he gained it the right way.
Oh, dude.
It's not going to be gaining just blubber. It's going to be him gaining that with muscle and getting stronger. You know, so those things, this could be something good, man. I like what they're doing. They increased size on offense and the defensive line already.
He's 21.
Yeah.
He's going to add weight. Yeah. Anybody been 21? Now, you can add it the wrong way or the right way, but you're going to add weight. I have zero concerns about, like, if you look at his profile from NFL.com, like his combine profile, the one question was, like, needs to add strength. I think that's going to come. He's 21
Everybody
years old.
Everybody that comes out of college needs to add strength to come into the NFL.
Dude, last year at Oregon, you know how many games he's missed in the last 2 years at Oregon?
None.
Zero.
But CJ, it's like, and I use a lot of my stuff.
And Oregon is big boy football, too.
Oregon is big boy.
Like
Oregon
Dan
is big
Lanning
boy
is
football.
Up.
And Oregon is, I don't care how big you are, they're normally in shape. I told you I walked through that airport, man. I never saw so many in shape people in my damn life. But I like to use my little stuff coming in because it gives you an idea of what can happen. In college, I squatted 615 pounds. I bench pressed 435. I power clean 385. You know what I had to do when I got to the league? Add more strength, which that was probably stronger than most damn people. But for what they expected me to do and wanted me to do in the way I played the game, I had to add more strength. So when they tell me, people, I'm baffled by saying when the guy goes to the next level, the NFL level, Oh, he needs to add strength. What the hell do you think he needs to do?
Right.
He got to get better. He got to get stronger. Got to be more consistent because you're now playing with the best of the best. So everybody that comes out of college needs to add strength. Believe me. When John and Deron came here with those tree trunk legs, did they not need to add strength? You got to do it.
I mean, people think the like football's so different. When you get out of high school and go to college, you got to study more. When you get out of college and go to graduate, like every step is a new level.
You
got to
do
your
a little
life.
Bit more and get very, very consistent at it.
Right. And so I'm with you there, B. I don't think there should be a ton of surprise. He's also so young. He played in the last 2 years. He started 28 games at University of Oregon. Big boy football. Of those 28 games, I'm guessing he played 26 of them at either 19 or 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't turn 21 until last November. Like, the dude is young. And then for the folks that want to point out the draft capital allocation at tackle, well, outside of quarterback, you can make the argument tackle is your most important position on the field. But regardless, yes, you traded away picks to get Tunsil. I'm very aware of that. But if you consider what they have brought in with Tunsil's contract, he's got $10 mil guaranteed this year. From what we know about Laramie historically, there's going to have to be some more guaranteed money figured out here. If I believe that, I'm confident the folks in Ashburn are aware of that, right? I think at 31 with Tunsil, you're probably looking at you'd like 4 years here to validate the trade. In 4 years, say you get Tunsil for 4 years here playing left tackle. In 4 years here from now would not even be the first year of a Connerly contract extension because you have a fifth-year rookie option on that thing, and he'd be 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know what else is interesting just from a straight-up size perspective? They still list Tunsil 310, 315. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a body type they like. But
here we go, though, Jay. When you're younger, you want to be weighing heavier. When you get older, you want that thing to look a little less.
Sure.
Hey,
who
hey,
are
man,
you telling?
I know you got 345, but you know what? Put 325 on it.
Right.
When you're young, you know you're 311. Hey, put 330.
There are questions, right? Like, I think it's fair to ask questions. I think a lot of, not all, I think most fans are really excited about the pick. I think it was a bit of a surprise because people were kind of conditioned to think, all right, it's going to be an edge rusher. All right, it's going to be a corner.
Because everybody felt.
But then you always have the population that's like, no matter what, weapon, receiver,
what I love,
running back.
What I love about Peters and this whole staff, this whole operation now, we all felt it was defense. And then they came with offensive linemen. And you still, if you really are invested in this thing and you're waiting to see how they work things out, you're still happy about the move because the move makes the team better. Tunsil comes in, and you know I can forget about left tackle now. Now it allows you to get another guy on the field in Coleman. Now you go and you get Connerly, another guy on the field. You're getting athletic. You're getting younger, athletic, and you're getting better. You're also gaining depth on your football team. So that improved the whole – whenever the offensive line improved, guess what else improved? The actual production of the offense. Jaden now doesn't – like
what we, makes Philly we, so we, good all these
yeah,
years?
We got
they
Jaden.
Got a lot of good pieces. Don't get me wrong.
We got Jaden. Jaden is magnificent, but he can't do it all by himself. And now if you could block one-on-one with your offensive lineman and then you get the other five people releasing out the backfield, you know who becomes even more dangerous? Number five. He becomes extra, extra dangerous at that point. You know, and if you have to be concerned about him, then you leave with somebody else one-on-one. And I think when any receiver sees one-on-one, I don't care who you are, running back, tight end, or receiver, when you see one-on-one, you should be smiling from ear to ear.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot for us to discuss. Not getting an edge, people are concerned. I would wait for any
didn't
concern.
Didn't they say from five to 70 are the same people?
Right.
You can still get an edge.
He talked about how, the depth of edge rusher in this draft. I think all concerns should be delayed until Saturday night. Let's see exactly what happens. Also, what about a trade back option? He said there were options. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to play a lot of Adam Peters audio. B and I were both there last night in the building. Got to kind of feel the reaction. Obviously, the Caps play tonight. I don't want to ignore something that is important real quick. Craig Lochlin just announced. We love Craig Lochlin. The Locker, Joby and the Locker are absolute legends in this town. Joby and the Locker are Caps hockey for so many people. Locker just announced, hey, Caps fans, unfortunately, I haven't been feeling 100%. My medical team has advised me to miss a few games. I'm so disappointed to step away from the booth again, but I can't wait to rejoin our Monumental Sports broadcast team very soon. Go Caps. Locker, as always.
We're praying for you, brother.
Your health is what's most important. We are thinking of you. I imagine Alan May's on a plane to Montreal as we speak. They're going to figure that out. Caps play tonight. We are going to talk to Carl Alsner coming up at 12:30. Prior to that, though, we're going heavy on the draft. You're going to hear what the NFL reacted to the Connerly pick, Adam Peters' reaction to the Connerly pick. Then we're going to turn our eyes to what they can do tonight at 61. We got to have a Shador, Jackson Dart, Giants conversation. We're just getting warmed up. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.